Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I'm your boy Buzz, and I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bulls Scripted, and we are here to review the Chicago Bulls loss to the Philadelphia 76ers, the first place Philadelphia 76ers, 112-105. Before we get into this game, be sure you're going on ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at ontapsportsnet, at Bulls on Tap. Follow my dude Goose at Bull Scripted. Following me at Buzz on Tap. And anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review because that's cool and tough. Goose, hell of a game, my friend. It was entertaining. We could say that. It was a very entertaining game. Just if I can just tell you something before I get into your opinion here, I was really hoping for a dominant offensive performance tonight from Zach, just on the national stage to show all of his doubters that he deserves to be an all-star. And we did get a good scoring effort, but not what I wanted to see on national TV tonight.
You got a sampler. You didn't get the full course meal tonight, and that was unfortunate. The Bulls stayed close in the game despite not shooting well from three at all, a mediocre game from Zach. It was kind of disappointing. I wouldn't go as far as entertaining like you would. It was kind of hard to watch for me, that being our nationally televised game against a shorthanded team without Ben Simmons. Tobias Harris seemed to have a pretty shit game for the most part, and Embiid just killed us. Career night for him. Wendell started the game good on the offensive end, and you're like, all right, he's going to make this guy work. And next thing you know, Wendell's on the bench with foul trouble, and Embiid's up to like 30 points.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough. I thought that Wendell, for a while there, I felt like he was doing a good job. He started the game off hot. He had like our first 4 points, I think. Actually, 6 points. He had our first 6 points. Am I right on that? I think I am.
I think he might even have the first 8.
He probably did. He started off hot. And for the people that are saying, like, I've ragged on Wendell. I've been happy with Wendell's play. But for the people saying, well, he didn't do it all tonight. He didn't guard Joel Embiid. Newsflash. Nobody could fucking guard Joel Embiid. Just want to throw that out there real quick. Joel Embiid's really fucking good. He's an MVP candidate. I mean, he's playing out of his mind, and obviously you saw that tonight because none of his teammates were even past double-digit scoring in the second half until, like, the third quarter in the middle of it.
So did you make of Billy closing with that over Wendell again? Was it just a concession of, it doesn't matter who we put on this guy, he's going to kill us, and I trust that more than I trust Wendell to close the game? Or is this something we're going to continue to see? And Wendell's just the starting center, but not necessarily a closer for this team.
I don't think it's something we're going to keep seeing. I think it's just Wendell working back in to, playing time. I was shocked by it. And I was also shocked by a couple things that Billy Donovan did tonight. And I'm not going to question him because I think his coaching and going to the bench when he did helped us stay in the game. The bench played really well. But the Luke Kornet thing, if he's not hitting his shot, he should not be in the game. And his whole Bulls tenure, he has not hit his shot. So, which means he should not be in the game ever.
If he's not hitting his shot, he hasn't hit his shot since he's been in Chicago. He should never be in the game.
Right. Right. I mean, he was bad, dude.
I don't know if Billy's really missing the spacing. We've touched on this, I think, a couple episodes now. Is he missing the spacing and the three-point shooting, which clearly was lacking entirely tonight? Denzel Valentine seemed to, uptick his shot attempts a little bit towards the end of the game, but he was rather gun-shy tonight, which was weird to see.
I mean, there was a point in the game where you heard somebody, I don't know who the hell did it, but I believe it was in the first half. And they screamed at Archie, like, shoot the ball, Arch, because he's on the outside. He's wide open. And, like, listen, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Like, if he's in your NBA rotation, you're probably not that great of a team. Just throwing it out there. I'm just stating that. And I don't think I'm wrong on that either. But he did. He played well tonight. He had a good floater. He had that great steal. I mean, he was making some shit happen. He played very hard. I give him credit for playing hard constantly. He's a good basketball player in, like, the way of he is better than me. at basketball. You know,
no, but, I mean, I'd love to be an Archie stan, but it's, yeah, I mean, the hustle plays, and it, you know what you're going to get from him. You know, he's from, you know, he went to Villanova, so playing in Philadelphia, maybe he had that edge tonight, and he always has the edge, so you give that guy an extra edge, and maybe it's worth playing that hot hand. I don't know. But at least the Luke Kornet thing, I think everybody and their grandma could agree that that man playing basketball any minutes in a serious game for your team is not something that you want to see.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We'll get into Coby White here a little bit too. Gets hurt relatively quickly, bangs knees there in the first. Doesn't come back until the second half. Starts the second half. Just couldn't really get into a rhythm. He goes 4 for 11, 1 for 5 from downtown. No free throw attempts for him. 9 points, 5 assists, 6 boards. No turnovers for Coby White tonight. No turnovers for Coby White.
That's what's so weird. It is, we'll be extremely critical of Coby because he failed to do what he's best at, and that's score the basketball tonight. He had back-to-back possessions in the fourth where he bricked a three. And they were somewhat questionable shots. They're not questionable when they go in, but when you're shooting the way you've been shooting, to have back-to-back bricks there was kind of big. But he's a great rebounder. That's one thing that I have acknowledged and witnessed this season that we I don't know, we've touched on enough. He is a great, I guess you'd call it a secondary rebounder for those long rebounds from long shots and three attempts.
He's got a knack for the ball.
He really does. He really gets after that. And apparently he's good at playing off the ball because these assists aren't necessarily coming in the pick and roll. They're coming off the ball on the swing, which means he's making the extra pass a lot of the time. So it sucks when his shot's not there because it's his defense sucks to the point where you need his shot to be there, even when he's doing these extra things.
Yeah, you know – one thing I'm really confused on tonight too, and even when Coby went down for a little bit, like why didn't we stick with Sato? I thought he was playing really well, and then he was just gone. You know, and I was just kind of confused by that. Did you notice that too? Like I was just kind of, the lineups tonight got really weird. And I know we like to bust balls a lot on here, but I actually kind of agreed with Fred. Like Billy's rotations were kind of, I'm not going to say it was Billy's worst coach game here or anything like that. He made some questionable decisions, but like his lineups kind of fucking confused me a little bit.
Well, I know you always have the box score up. How many players actually played for us tonight? Because we weren't in a blowout. There shouldn't have been.
Everybody played besides Felicio.
So, 14 guys played? Hutch didn't play.
One, two, three,
oh, guys,
three,
we have
four,
so many guys five. Out, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah, 11 guys played.
Okay, 11 guys played.
There's still 12 guys on the roster, and everybody played besides Felicio. So 11 out of the 12 played tonight.
So 11 guys played.
Yeah,
that's not what we agreed to at the beginning of the season. I thought we were going to play a strict rotation. I didn't think Luke Kornet was ever going to be part of that rotation.
I just think that maybe Billy tried him and go with me here. I'm not saying I'm right by any means necessary, but just go with me here that Luke Kornet's like kind of a big dude, you know, like not just tall, but it seems like he's got a frame to him. He's not just like a stick 7 foot guy, and Dwight Howard was just bullying. So maybe that's why he tried to combat Dwight Howard with him and it didn't work at all. And like
you know what, this Dwight Howard guy, he's giving me some problems. Yeah, Luke, come on.
So then he sends Cool Hand Luke in, and not because he's fucking cool, it's because he's fucking cold all the time. And you know, maybe he was just like, okay, well, yeah, you know, Dwight's gonna have to try to go out there and stop him for shooting threes, and that'll open up the paint for, you know, a Zach or a Coby to drive in there and get to the rim so there's not a bunch of cloggage in the paint. I don't know.
If both Embiid and Dwight are just standing there in the paint going, shoot it, bro. Put it up. Go for it. I'll be right here to grab it.
Do you know what a shot reminds me of? Like, remember when we used to play 2K and you held the fucking, you know, you hold the button down too long and it just, it's like, he goes in the shot and then it, like, hesitates? That's what it reminds me of. And just I'm...
get stuck there?
Yeah, yeah, just get stuck there, dude. It's like, oh, God, I don't know. It was just absolutely insane. And I can't believe, like you mentioned before, too, I know we're going all over the place, but like Denzel being gun shy tonight, like since when the fuck is Denzel Valentine gun shy? Like if there's any time I was like screaming for him to make a shot, it was tonight because I'm like, Zach doesn't have it going on. Maybe Denzel will get one of these like moments where he's hearing his mixtape in his head and he's all fucking hype because he's like, yeah, I'm doing some rapping shit. I made it. Bam. Drain that three, you know? Like a little bit, you know.
See, I think the issue might have been he might have finally decided to take a look at the reviews to his EP.
I love when Denzel does. I love when Denzel does a three. I think he goes like this or something. He does that three thing. Like every time he hits a three, like LaMelo Ball does, and I just start laughing. I'm like, oop, Denzel. Denzel looks up to LaMelo now, and that's fantastic.
I mean, maybe it's the other way around. I think Denzel's been doing that for a while, man.
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah, he's been doing that forever.
Oh, I don't notice because every time he shoots the ball, I close my eyes.
He does the Steph shoulders too. He does.
Oh, okay.
Denzel doesn't hold back when he's making shots, man. He'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Our rookie P. Will didn't play. I mean, horrible. That fucking travel turnover he constantly does. He's got to stop doing that because he's pissing me off. But P. Will has kind of a rough game tonight. 2 for 5. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He scores 6, 2 assists, 3 boards.
Face as Embiid walked to the end of the court, raising his arms, and you could see P. Will in the background looking over at him. Just kind of like, I don't know. I think Patrick's going to do some extra film work tonight because I don't think he likes that feeling.
No, I don't think he likes that feeling either. But, I mean, there's nothing. I'll tell you what.
No, man, I mean, this dude drops, what was it? 49, or he ended up breaking 50.
Yeah, he got 50. He scored 50 points tonight. Listen to this stat line tonight for him. 50 points, 4 blocks, 2 steals, 5 assists, 17 rebounds, 6 of which are offensive. 15 for 17 from the free throw line, 1 for 2 from downtown.
That's insane.
That's fucking insane.
And I can't even blame Wendell because, as we've already touched on, there's nobody that can stop.
No, yeah, I hated seeing that criticism of him tonight too.
Some of it's a little fair though, Buzz, because the issue has always been that he's undersized, and then somebody tells you that he's got a 7'5" wingspan. Well, a 7'5" wingspan doesn't do shit against Joel Embiid.
Well, right, but
he did have a big block in the fourth too.
He did, but in his defense though, no one is stopping Joel Embiid.
No. But if you're in the East and Joel Embiid's in the East, at some point, don't you have to kind of think that maybe you need somebody who can at least be a presence there? The Bulls don't have anyone on their roster.
I was just hoping Denzel drop kicked him in the knees or something. That's what I was hoping.
No, don't ever hope for that.
No, I meant literally drop kicked him. You know, like turn this into WWE shit, like hit him with a chair or something.
I mean, I would love to see Gronk and Embiid get in the ring together. That would be fun, but let's save that for another time.
But let's get into Zach's stat line here real quick, man. Zach played, he just played like there was pressure on him tonight. He gets 35 and 5. He does do that, 35 and 5, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 turnovers, 4 fouls. He goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line, 9 for 28 from the field, 2 for 10 from downtown. Zach struggled shooting the ball tonight. And
and it didn't help at the end that he had to kind of chuck up shots to try to make something,
right,
you know, miraculous happen. So he struggled all night. We did see a little bit of what we're used to in the fourth from him. On that break, when he posterized Danny Green, I thought we were going to have the tide of the game swung there. Richard Jefferson on the call was pretty entertaining there.
I thought he did really well tonight.
Richard Jefferson?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, that was a really good call.
Yeah.
Shit. Should have brought my water.
Should have brought your beer.
Yeah, fuck a beer. No, Richard Jefferson was good. Zach wasn't so good, even though 35 points is hard to call bad. But the efficiency we've had from Zach all season is just not what we saw tonight. And I do think it was pressure related, and it's hard to blame the guy, though. We don't have any nationally televised games. And then the one that you get has to be against the currently best team in the East, even if they don't have Ben Simmons tonight. That's kind of rough.
It is. I will say one thing, like, to be positive about this. The Bulls went 7-for-32 from downtown. Now, Buzz, how is that positive? Hang on. You know, they were out-rebounded. You know, they only had 11 turnovers, though. So that was kind of neat. Outscored Philly in the paint, too. But, dude, they only lost by, like, 7 points. You know, I mean, they didn't play bad. And I mean, they played bad, but like they only lost by 7 points. So, you know, I know they didn't have Ben Simmons for Philly. I understand that. And I'm not going to play.
Embiid had to have a career game.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Zach had to have an off night. And, you know, we still don't have Lowry. And obviously, he's not equivalent to Ben Simmons by any means. But at the end of the night, when you're struggling that much to score, a guy like Lowry will help you because he's at least not afraid to put up the shots.
Yeah, he'll throw him up there. That's for damn sure.
He'll throw him up there. I mean, he'll look better than Luke Kornet doing it.
It's like he held down the button. Yeah, you know, I felt like Zach was getting to his spots a little bit too. Like, I don't feel like he was defended like unbelievable by Thibault or whatever. You know, I don't think he was.
I didn't like that call at the end of the game.
Which one?
I felt like the out of bounds call that ended up being overturned.
Do you think that should have been a foul? Like,
yeah, I felt like Zach just got like sandwiched. He just got ran into by two dudes, and sure, maybe he might have swiped the ball at some point, but you just like tackled the man.
Yeah, you know.
There's a lot of times through the game, though, and it's got to be getting to Zach, and that's why I really hope these coaches get it right and get this man into the All-Star game. He's got to start getting some whistles.
I had a tweet typed up, and then I ended up just, like, deleting it because, of course, this is going to be the game where I'm like, oh, well, can't wait. I think it said, like, I can't wait until Zach LaVine is a NBA All-Star like Joel Embiid has been so he can get all these calls. And then I was just like, man, he's already shot 10 fucking free throws, which is more than normal. It's only his third time shooting double-digit free throws this season. So I was like, ooh, I'm gonna back off.
Right on that shit.
Bam. You know, the kids went to bed early, so I was able to fuck around on Basketball Reference and stuff like that. So, you know, but yeah, I didn't want to bitch too much about it on Twitter just because he did have 10 free throw attempts, and that's more than we're used to for him. But damn, dude, like, he should have more, I think. But
and if he wasn't like a multi-time slam dunk champion, a like renowned finisher around the rim, like, I get it. But you got guys that cannot finish nearly as good as him around the rim that get calls all the time, and it's just, it's annoying as hell, and I can't imagine what it's like for him. So hopefully the coaches get this vote right here, and Zach is an All-Star reserve. And you will have proven me wrong. I did not expect him to make it at all. I am so happy that he's in the position to do so, but I genuinely did not expect it.
I knew it all along, man.
You knew it all along? It's the beard. It's all the wisdom.
It is.
I can't compare.
It's all in the beard. So tomorrow night we play the Sacramento Kings, who are also 12-16. Your boy De'Aaron Fox and company are coming to town. Harrison Barnes is day to day. Glenn Robinson III is day to day. Rekaun Holmes is day to day. You know, they got a good little squad over there in Sacramento. I think that'll be a fun game too, honestly.
Oh, that'll be a duel.
Yeah,
I hope Zach says he wants to guard Fox. That's a matchup I'd actually like to see, not him on Jeremy Grant.
I'm excited to watch Tyrese Haliburton again. I mean, because when we played them the first time, it was, you know, he played pretty well. And then, you know, Glenn Robinson, Jabari Parker coming back into town.
He hasn't played all year, though.
No, he hasn't, but he's there. I'm looking at his stats right now. I'm looking at his game log right here. dude, I don't think he's
he's not even like dressing.
Yeah, no, he's not. That is fucking crazy to me.
No,
that is that crazy. Far out,
like he can help somebody. Like, cut the dude loose. Like, pay him to be free. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. He's literally like in the Derrick Rose state after Cleveland right now. Except he's just still on a team.
Yeah, that is just nuts. I'm like looking at this. I'm kind of shocked.
No, yeah, I mean he's completely.
I didn't mean to go radio silent, but I'm like looking at this. I'm like, holy shit.
No, yeah, he has not played, dude.
Yeah, the last game I'm seeing him in, he played in one game in February, it looks like, and that was what was it? It's not even 220 yet. Oh my god, this dude hasn't played at all this year.
So no, yeah, Jabari's gonna get a nice front row seat.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. That's absolutely unbelievable. Wow, sorry for getting off track, but yes, we're playing the Sacramento Kings tomorrow. It's 8 o'clock start, and it's at the United Center. Stupid 8 o'clock starts. One thing I do want to talk about real quick here is, you know, we touched a little bit on the All-Star stuff. You know, Zach was third, I believe it was, right? He was third in fan voting or fourth in fan voting. And then he was like third among players among the league. So now it's up to the coaches to get him in, obviously. So, you know, got a big hope for him to be able to get back in. We've lost Goose. Anyway, big hope for him to get in. And then, guys, we'll be back tomorrow live as well. Back tomorrow again live after the Sacramento Kings game. Very excited for that, again, like I said. And then Tuesday, if you did not know, now you will know. Tuesday, we are actually doing a live podcast with Joe Colley from Chicago Sun-Times. Him and Goose had gotten into it on Twitter. Well, not gotten into it. They had basketball disagreements, which is now leading to Joe coming onto the pod to discuss these disagreements. But not only that, we're not just going to discuss that with Joe. We're gonna, you know, I want to ask him about his time around the team, you know, what he's learned, what he's seen, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, I'm really excited to have him on. So if you guys actually have any questions that you'd like us to ask Joe Colley, shoot them to the Bulls on Tap Twitter and we'll make that happen. But yeah, so that's all I got for this episode. Goose's phone died again. He's not sure how it died, but it was plugged in, but then it died. Well, it was plugged in. Who knows? But be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet. Following Goose at Bulls Scripted. Follow me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review. We'll be back tomorrow night after the Bulls play the Sacramento Kings. Let's go, Bulls.